Welcome to your five for today. Glamping or luxury camping is more popular than ever, and with tree houses, pods, bell tents, yurts, shepherd's huts and even converted London buses on offer, there's plenty of variety. There is a growing collection of high quality glamping options in the UK to ensure great, peaceful and scenic holidays. Have you ever travelled into the countryside or somewhere and just stopped and listened to the silence? Have you climbed to the top of a mountain and as far as the eye could see, there was just hills, mountains, meadows and trees? Perhaps you were the only person enjoying the splendour of the surroundings. There's something peaceful about being alone in nature with just the beautiful hues of green to gaze upon. The questions we should ask ourselves during these moments are, who created all these beautiful things? And does he care about me now? We are living in a sad world, and often in our lives we suffer pain and hardship. But when we are at our lowest, when our pain seems the greatest and we feel like giving up, we ask the question, am I alone? Is there anyone who can be with me in the hardest times of my life? To answer this question, let's take a look at an amazing story from the Bible. In the Old Testament book of Daniel, we have the story about the Babylonian king called Nebuchadnezzar and three Jewish men, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. Nebuchadnezzar was a proud king and wanted all his subjects to worship him. So he made a huge statue of gold that was 90 feet high and placed it on a base that was 9 feet wide. Messages were sent to all the important people of his kingdom, ordering them to come for the opening dedication of this great golden statue. He commanded that on the sound of music, everyone should bow down and worship him and acknowledge his power. Anyone who disobeyed and did not fall down and worship would be burnt alive in a fiery furnace. So the music played and all the people fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. But no, not everyone. Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego refused to bow down and worship. Nebuchadnezzar was furious. His pride was hurt. And he commanded that the men be brought to him to explain their reason for disobeying him. Nebuchadnezzar didn't want to throw them into the furnace to be burnt alive, so he gave them another chance. He said that he would play the music once more, and if they would just bow down, then that would be enough. But if they didn't, then they'd be cast into the middle of a burning, fiery furnace. The three men gave an amazing answer. They said that this wasn't a decision that they had to think about. They already were certain that they could not bow down and worship the king and his image because they believed in the true God, and they couldn't pay homage to anyone but him. They were in some real trouble. Was God there to help them, or had he forgotten about them? Now they were at the mercy of King Nebuchadnezzar. He was furious. And in his rage he commanded that the furnace be heated 7 times hotter than normal, and the three men were bound up and thrown into the fiery furnace. But had God failed them? The story doesn't end there. Nebuchadnezzar was astonished and leapt off his throne to look into the furnace because he saw 4 men walking in the middle of the fire. No, the true and living God had not failed them. When their trial was the greatest, someone just like the Son of God was standing there with them and preserved them from being burnt in the furnace. And God is the same today as he was all those years ago. He will be with you and me just like he was with those three men who stood up for the right. What a great God and loving Saviour we have. So don't despair. Whatever is happening to you, perhaps things are getting a bit hot in your life, but remember that when your trials are greatest, Jesus is there with you and he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. When the road is rough and steep, fix your eyes upon Jesus. He alone has power to keep. Fix your eyes upon him. Jesus is a gracious friend, one on whom you can depend. He is faithful to the end. Fix your eyes upon him. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.